This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vowed he would find the root cause to autism by September, the Trump administration today expected to release its findings in limited studies suggesting a possible link between the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy and autism. Researchers and medical experts are disputing a possible link. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the science is murky at best.
No known medical studies have proven that the use of Tylenol, known as acetaminophen, among pregnant women is a cause for autism. Some limited evidence suggests that it's associated with higher rates of neurological issues, but studies have been mixed.
In Florida, Ryan Ruth, who's representing himself in the attempted assassination trial against Donald Trump last year, rested his case today. Prosecutors wrapped up on Friday, closing arguments now expected. Volatile storms on tap for parts of the Southwest after damaging storms outside of Dallas, Texas overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Concerning neo-Nazi messages in the Baraboo community, Bob Haig reports.
A September 15th Facebook post by Baraboo police referenced small baggies of birdseed which contain information on pieces of paper. WKOW 27 reports the paper carried neo-Nazi messaging and that police captain Ryan Labrosian said there have been instances of various types of propaganda being distributed around the city and that other law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin have dealt with similar incidents. Police are seeking any camera footage that may lead to a suspect and asking residents to toss the bags in the trash. It's not the first concerning incident in the Sauk County city of 12,000 residents. In 2019, a photo circulated online showing some male high school students giving the Nazi salute brought unwelcome national attention and divided the community. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin man wanted for kidnapping and killing his three young daughters in Washington State may have been found dead. Authorities believe they found the remains of Travis Decker, who was the subject of multiple large-scale searches after his daughters, age 5, 8, and 9, were found dead last June at a campground about 100 miles east of Seattle. The remains of the 32-year-old Pewaukee native, found less than a mile from the original crime scene, have yet to be positively identified. Authorities say clothing and other personal items found in the area led to their belief that the remains are those of Decker. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.7 WRCE.
Mixed skies and warm today. High temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially tonight. Some could bring some heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and small hail. And it'll leave us with a darker and damp day tomorrow with on and off showers still and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, what's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now.
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. But how cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Michael Cohen wrote this on the MidasPlus.com website. And it's just, it's brilliant. It's also, I believe, factual. He writes, close your eyes and picture a scene straight out of Goodfellas. A dusty Texas strip mall parking lot, a car idling low to the ground, the late September sun cutting long shadows across the asphalt. A man gets out, glances around, and takes a bag from another pair of hands. No ceremony, no hesitation. The bag isn't from Gucci or even a briefcase. No, it's from Cava, a chain that sells Mediterranean food bowls. Inside, $50,000 in cash. That man was Tom Homan, not some fictional henchman or low-level street hustler, but soon to be the border czar of the United States. And yes, the FBI had him on video taking it. Amazing. Michael Cohen goes on to say, he loved the image of the tough cop, the no-nonsense border enforcer. But what we're now seeing strips that image down to what it always was, a performance. Behind the scenes, Homan wasn't protecting America's borders. He was selling them off to the highest bidder. The FBI planned. Now, here's how this was working. The FBI, this was an FBI informant that Homan received the $50,000 from in cash in a bag from a fast food joint. Homan at that time, this was before Trump became president, and what Homan had said was, when Trump becomes president, or if Trump becomes president, when he becomes president, I'll be the big guy and I'll get you these contracts. You give me the $50,000 now. They gave him the $50,000. Now, that isn't bribery. That's solicitation of a bribery. That's conspiracy to commit bribery. It becomes bribery when Homan becomes the border czar and gives a contract to that company, which did not happen because as soon as Trump became president, the investigation was dropped. So the phony company that the FBI had that was paying the $50,000 could never get the contract from Homan because it ceased to exist because the FBI stopped the sting. But he could still be indicted for conspiracy to accept a bribe, to commit bribery. But the White House, the Justice Department, and the FBI have all just turned and run from this, or covered it up, actually. And Michael Cohen wrote, what do you call a video of a man pocketing $50,000 in cash and offering government contracts in return? And he goes on to say, the money was a down payment, a test, a handshake sealed in cash. And Homan took it. You know, keep in mind, this was just apparently just the down payment. Because it was the beginning. I mean, this is before Trump was even in office. This is the most corrupt presidential administration in the history of America. You got Donald Trump went over to the United Arab Emirates And they are desperate to convert their economy from one based on oil. I mean, they're very rich. They got a lot of oil and natural gas. They want to convert their economy from one based on fossil fuels to one based on technology. And to do that, they want to be in the Middle East. The UAE wants to be, you know, Silicon Valley, essentially. And so they want to build data centers for AI. But you can only do that with these super advanced chips. And the advanced chips that are made in the United States have export limitations on them. You can't send them to countries that might then send them to China. And UAE has a very close relationship with China. It's a dictatorship, after all. This is not a democratic republic. It's a dictatorship or a kingdom. So, or whatever they call it, an emirates. And with an emir, who, you know, in Anglo-Saxon terms, a king. So Trump has got this company, World Liberty Financial, I think it's called, that is, you know, producing his cryptocurrency stuff. And so the UAE throws $2 billion into World Liberty Financial. And Trump gives them their chips without, you know, without having this, the I mean, normally there's a process, right? You get the State Department, people looking into, you know, quack, 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 and export limits and everything. Now, Trump is like, oh, you gave me $2 billion? Here's your chips. I mean, the Constitution says that you can be impeached for accepting a bribe. Bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors are the three things that are listed in the Constitution as the basis to remove somebody from the presidency. So you got Trump taking a bribe, you got Holman taking a bribe, and then you got, you know, I mean, throughout his administration, people just, you know, jumping when he says jump. I mean, it's just, how long are we going to tolerate this stuff? I mean, at what point is somebody in the government, like somebody in the FBI or the State Department or the Department of Homeland Security, going to stand up and say, this is wrong? Well, actually, probably it'll be some time, because when Trump took office, he purged those agencies. He got rid of the inspectors general in, what, 13 or 14 different agencies? You know, the top cop on the beat, the internal affairs guy, the guy who would hold you to account, or the man or woman. He got rid of them. He stripped the senior levels of the military, the State Department, the Department of Homeland Security of their, you know, professionals who would object to this kind of thing, and replaced them with toadies. He's got, you know, our head of intelligence agencies now is a woman who has been, I think, credibly accused of being a Russian asset, or at least having sentiments toward Putin. It has happened so fast, and it is happening with, you know, so right across agency after agency. And then, you know, of course, he invited Elon Musk to come in and just gut the government, fire a couple hundred thousand workers, most of them black women, by the way. No accident there. I mean, this is the, you know, you've got this new $100,000 HB1 visa, I believe it's called, for $100,000. Why is that? Too many brown people coming over here. Most of the people, these are basically the tech visas. These are the high-skilled visas. And most of the people coming over on these visas who are working mostly in the tech industry are either South Asian or East Asian, right? They're either Indian or Chinese or Taiwanese or Japanese or Korean. And, you know, the bottom line for the Trump-Miller-Vance administration is no more brown people in America. We're going to make this a white country. It's just breathtaking what's going on. We have to push back. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom posted a thing on X saying that Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day today. He is now being investigated by the Secret Service for that. But there's a whole story behind this, and I'll tell you the whole story on the other side of the break. This is pretty amazing. pretty amazing. Stick around, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And this is the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls and news. You just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns.
Right. And my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping in
chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class, and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it works, by the way. We've given it to our dogs. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Whispers in the shadows, marching in the street, power in the iron fist, silence in the beat. Voices fading quietly, drowned by the fear. History repeating, the warnings crystal clear. They said it could never happen, not in this land. But freedom slips like water, right through our hands. The chilling stage of tyranny is here. The window's closing fast. The end is near. Once the tyrant grips, he won't let go. This is the fight we can't afford to lose. You know.
Holding a press conference right now and announcing that he has signed the No More Masked ICE in L.A. bill. A couple of days ago, he had tweeted, you know, when the bill first came to his desk, I believe it was Friday of last week, he tweeted, Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day. So, of course, the hysterics in the Trump administration, oh, my God, somebody said something that might, oh, yeah. And so they've got the Secret Service interrogating Gavin Newsom about, well, she's going to have a bad day. What, are you going to shoot her? It's like, oh, my God, these poor snowflakes. These poor right-wing snowflakes. These MAGA snowflakes. Incredible. Incredible. So on Saturday, Gavin Newsom said, ICE, unmask. What are you guys afraid of? He said, And then he goes out, he was there with Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, the L.A. County supervisor and ex-labor secretary, Hilda Solis, and others. He said, this is not about the pronoun police, this is about the secret police. And he noted that ICE looks like it's becoming a private police force. And by the way, it's got the largest budget of any of the federal police agencies now, bigger than the FBI. And Gavin Newsom said, it appears to many of us that they have sworn an oath to Donald Trump, not the Constitution. This is not America. Mayor Bass bluntly said, as Angelenos, we will never allow this. And she's talking about troops in the streets and ICE. She said, and masked people. She said, we will never allow this to be normalized. Now, the question is, how's Gavin Newsom going to enforce this law? Or Karen Bass, for that matter. I mean, is he going to have the California Highway Patrol arrest ICE people because they're wearing masks? Is Karen Bass going to have the LAPD arrest ICE guys because they're wearing masks? Will the cops do it? I mean, this could be really, really interesting. Because Senate Bill 805, which is what he signed, goes into effect immediately. It requires all local, state, and federal law enforcement, which would include ICE, operating in California, to be identifiable with a name and badge number, whether they're in uniform or not. It was passed, by the way, by a strong majority in the assembly. I was going to say House, but they call it the assembly in California, and the Senate. It also bans bounty hunters from participating in any and all immigration activity. You'll recall that ICE is also paying bounties to people. And permits police to demand to see ID from anyone they believe is cosplaying at being local, state, or federal law enforcement, which would be, some guy in a car with no license plates, and he's got no ID, and he's got no badge, and he's got a mask over his face. How do you know he actually is ICE? Well, now the California police can say, you have to show us your identification, prove that you're actually a law enforcement officer, or you're going to go to jail. Nonetheless, acting U.S. Attorney Bill S. Saley calls Newsom's gnome-taunting tweet a direct or implicit threat and says he's taking it to the Secret Service. Incredible. All right. What's on your mind? Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Lawrence, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Always a pleasure. Good show as usual. Earlier you started your show mentioning that there's going to be some vetting for reporters at the DOD. Well, my comments today, I'm just going to try to link what you said there, and then also link what an earlier caller, she was talking about protests received no media coverage as well. And then I'm going to try to link this Las Vegas.
Okay, you have to do it quickly because we've only got about 30 seconds here, Lawrence.
30 seconds won't get it. Have a good day, Tom. We'll see you later.
All righty. Thanks, Lawrence. What can I say? All right. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is postponing the release of a key annual report on inflation. And I'm going to dig into these things a little more in the next hour. But also the feds are coming up with a real problem right now trying to. This was, Charlie Kirk's memorial was yesterday, and they were all blaming the left. Well, it turns out there's no evidence that Charlie Kirk's shooter had any affiliation with anybody on the left. He came from a Republican family. And, good luck with that one. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
September and October are what Jason Cavadini, the Extension Grazing Outreach Specialist, considers to be optimal months for grazing. And he says this year is no different. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report.
Jason tells us that in order to get the most out of your pasture, we need to prioritize forage health.
Having one of our priorities, keeping the grass and legumes vegetated. And so I would say that it should be the number one objective of anyone with animals on pasture is to get the most. We use the term utilization, which means to use as much of that material as possible. We want to keep it vegetative because we'll get less refusal from animals and actually the most gain because it's high in nutrients.
Extension Grazing Outreach Specialist Jason Cavadini reminding us that in order to get the most out of our pasture in future seasons, it's important to make forage care a priority this season. Stick around, I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at the markets midday today. December corn is trading down 5 at 419. November soybeans trading down 14 at 1011.5. And December wheat is trading down 10.75 at 511.75. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk is up 7 cents at 1725. And November Class 3 milk is up 8 cents at 1680. For the latest Wisconsin Ag news, look up our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our e-newsletter. That'll have the latest ag news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
Mixed skies and warm today. High temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially tonight. Some could bring some heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and small hail. And it'll leave us with a darker and damp day tomorrow with on and off showers still and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Support.
Health
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are already stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial with $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. Very simple. HometitleLock.com/THOM. Check it out.
All the fallen one. It's filled with golden grievance, and it's poisoned what we've done. My mother taught me justice. My father spoke of grace. But now the house has traded both for rage and a red hat face. He came down golden escalators with fire behind his grin. He fed the mob.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. I find it fascinating that both Ted Cruz and Rand Paul have realized that when the government starts policing the content of speech in the media, it can cut both ways. I mean, just imagine you've got a Democratic administration, which, you know, God willing, we may have in 2025 or 2029. And it seems like such a long way off. Anyhow, just imagine you've got a Democratic administration, and that Democratic administration decides that Fox News is just telling too many lies. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, telling too many lies. You just can't do that anymore. You know, they get it. The government should not be censoring free speech. I mean, you know, Ted Cruz is specifically calling out Brendan Carr. Hopefully, this is the very beginning of a cleavage, of a breaking of the of this kind of united block of Trump and Putin loyalty within the Republican Party. Everybody is bowing down to Trump, and when Trump bows down to Putin, everybody says, oh yeah, he's good, no problem. I mean, it's really been astonishing and pathetic to watch. And now you've got two Republicans who actually found some courage. I'm impressed. I never thought I would say that about Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, frankly, but I'm impressed. So what's on your mind today? Monica in Chirino, Texas. Hey, Monica, what's up?
How are you? I want to thank you for bringing up Hitler and Goebbels. And the reason I'm calling you on this is not because I want people to feel sorry for me, but my family was born in Poland. My mother was a very famous pianist. My father loved Hitler, and no matter how much my mother tried to convince him not to do so, he joined and became a Nazi, right?
Hello.
Turned out he was a colonel. And when the night came that he brought Hitler's picture to hang over my mother's bed, the next morning my mom took my grandmother, my brother, and I, and we left Poland and went to Germany. And the reason I'm telling you this is because what happens when democracy is gone and people no longer understand what's going on, if you survive war, what you go through after that is hell and back in a handbasket.
Yeah.
So you keep the clothes that you have on your back, and that's it. There's no place to get groceries. And I've been trying to explain to people here, and you just talked about Cruz a minute ago. Cruz, I live in Texas. And three Republicans represent me. And you know what I do? I call them every week to let them know you represent me, not the president. I am just at wit's end on what's going on, and I appreciate what you do. I listen to you every day, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Monica. What a compelling story. I'm curious your thoughts on Trump refusing to send Patriot missile batteries, defensive weaponry, to Europe to restock themselves, since they've given most of their stocks to Ukraine, and Ukraine, of course, is using them up. And now Putin has penetrated Estonia, Romania, and Polish airspace. And at the same time, all this following Trump's meeting with him in Alaska, I'm wondering, you know, did Putin tell Trump, you know, we're gonna start World War III, or I'm gonna take the Baltic states, or something like that? And Trump was like, okay, or was it more subtle, or are they in on it together, or whatever? I'm just curious your thoughts on that, Monica, having survived World War II.
Well, you know, I think Putin and Trump are in their back pockets, and I don't want to bring it back to sex, but Epstein and all of that story goes all the way to Russia.
Yeah.
And I think that they have stuff on Trump. Nobody's going to care other than Trump. He wants to back out of that as much as he can.
Yeah.
So that's what my gut says. You know, Putin's going to get away with whatever he wants to get away with.
I am very concerned that Putin is going to penetrate or even invade the eastern flank of one or more Baltic states. NATO's going to try to respond. You're going to suddenly have a war in Europe. And that will be the trigger that will cause China to say, okay, now's the time to take Taiwan. And then once that happens, that'll be the trigger that says to Netanyahu, it's time to bomb the crap out of Iranian cities, not nuclear sites, but actual cities. And then at that point, Trump is going to invade Venezuela. And we're going to have a full-blown world war going on, and we'll be right in the middle of it.
Right around the corner. Yeah. I hate to agree with you, but I do. Thank you for what you do, sir.
Thank you, Monica. Good talking to you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about America. An iron fist has descended across the entire nation. And to fight back, the right wing, they're all armed to the teeth. And they feel betrayed. MAGA is a house divided against itself, and we've seen it even before Trump got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
His own people in his own counties, they're like super Republican counties in rural Pennsylvania, super Republican states in Utah. And what's going on? The people who think that problems will be solved by guns are the right wing, with their militias, their neo-Nazis, their paramilitaries.
Yeah, there's no equivalent on the left to the Proud Boys. None.
Well, what we do have is a Cold War. There is a fifth column that's marching, but these people don't quite get it. One of the obvious things is the disbarment of lawyers. How many lawyers who were at Trump's right-hand side are no longer attorneys? You know, Giuliani, what's her name? Sidney Powell. They're gone. They're going to be ruined. Pam Bondi, when she's out of office, where is she going to work? Is she going to become general counsel to NVIDIA or General Motors? I don't think so. She's going to be disbarred. What's going to be going on is a cold war of the most educated people in this country who don't believe in guns as a solution to problems. What they believe in is the control of institutions. And one example, and I'll leave you leave it with your audience. Pennsylvania has dozens of medical schools. Thousands of doctors are produced here. Tens of thousands of doctors are produced here every decade. Dozens upon dozens of nursing schools, dental schools. We have medical societies here in a trillion-dollar state economy. And those medical societies are now being used to approve what the CDC or the Department of Health used to approve. We don't rely on the federal government's central power. We have our own.
Did Pennsylvania join that Eastern Compact that's sort of like the Western Compact?
They may not have. There's different ones. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania are all on the same page. Mm-hmm. They also have nursing and doctor's licenses so that you can move from state to state to state.
Interesting.
The Cold War is simply going to be this. The institutional power which keeps our civilization and in our affluent society, they call it the middle class. The word used to be among social scientists, an affluent society. That doesn't mean you're rich. It means you don't go to bed worrying and dreaming and nightmares of an electric being turned off, of your kid not getting penicillin, of whatever it is that you need. You have everything you need, you want for nothing. It doesn't mean you have a Rolls Royce and you're married to a movie star that looks like Elizabeth Taylor. It means you don't go without food on the table, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and now medical care and education.
Yeah.
That is all people want from life, and they don't want to have to sweat bullets to get it.
There's
a Cold War being waged, and we're going to win it, Tom.
Yeah, I sure hope you're right, Paul. I mean, this is what we used to call the middle class, you know, the American dream. And, you know, with one paycheck, you could raise a family in America. Paul, thank you. Well said. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, to the caller that I ran out of time, I put you on just before a hard break. Call back and we'll try to get you on. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under the age of 60, many people, even doctors, are not familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It's often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week this week, and you can learn more about this disease, the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life, by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at the AFTD.org. That is the AFTD.org. Find help, share hope. Go now to the AFTD.org.
There's a man who gives the game away. Hands are allies to the KGB each day.
The hour, picking up your calls here. Vicki in Titusville, Florida. Hey, Vicki, what's up? Vicki?
Hello. Yeah, I called earlier. I dropped the phone.
Oh, all right. So what's on your mind?
I dropped the phone and like, okay, and then I lost the call. My concern, I heard, I don't know if you're aware about this new bill. I think it's, they call it bill number 5300, the section 226. It is about revoking passports. Well, a part of the bill, it talks about, you know, revoking passports for drug traffickers. Well, that's understood. Now, there is another section that talks about terrorism. Okay, but the definition of what's a terrorist is so vague.
Yeah.
They could use that like, okay, you say something against the funeral, let's say, you know, this guy that just died, sure. Charlie Kirk, or if...
Yeah, Trump is calling the, you know, quote, the left terrorists. He uses that word a lot. And that word has actual, you know, both political and legal meaning.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Are they going to... Is this bill going to just revoke people's passport, or is this going to be another, you know, besides revoking people's passports, are they going to be thrown in jail?
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we've seen this happen in country after country that has gone from being a democratic society to being a authoritarian dictatorship. It's the case in Russia now. It was the Philippines under Ferdy Marcos. It's in Turkey with Erdogan. It's, country after country. So it doesn't surprise me that the Republicans are trying to do this. I don't think that they'll pull it off, Vicky. But
I hope not, because I haven't heard anything on the Senate. I'm not sure about if it has already gone through Congress, but if they're drafting that bill, I hope it doesn't go through, because they can use it whatever way they want to.
Yeah. Well, Cruz and Paul standing up, you know, against Brendan Carr gives me hope. Maybe the dam is starting to crack. So we'll see. Vicky, thank you for the call. Brian in Pleasantville, New Jersey. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I want to keep this kind of brief because, sure. You know, you get a long show. My biggest concern, I guess the thing that keeps me up at night is I really don't see how this ends with Trump. I mean, you think about all the money that these people have been grasping at with these executive orders and all that stuff. And everybody knows once he's out, if God willing, it's a Democrat that takes over, he's just going to reverse all the executive orders.
All right.
You think they're really going to, I'm talking about like the Stephen Millers and the Steve Bannons of the world. You really think they're going to run the risk of somebody overturning those?
No, I think they're going to do everything they can to keep Trump in office for another 4 years if he survives the period. I mean, he'll be in his
80s. Even if it's not Trump, I feel like,
Or Vance. I agree.
Even if it's not Trump, I feel like he'll handpick somebody.
Yep.
That the MAGA base will rally around, and we'll just get eight more of the same. And it really scares.
It's a very real concern, Brian. It really is. But you know, that said, my sense of it is that people are waking the hell up. Trump is underwater on every single topic: on foreign relations, on the economy, on tariffs, on immigration. His disapproval numbers are well over 50%. By any metric you can define, and there's a lot of voters out there who voted for him who are now thinking, why the hell did I do that? And a lot of people who didn't bother to vote because they were watching, like, you know, the shows on Hill TV and whatnot that just relentlessly trash Democrats while pretending to be progressives, and they're saying, damn, I should have voted.
You really nailed it. I really feel like I think it's time for Democrats, progressives, to snap the hell out of it and just do something.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you.
Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thanks for the call.
Taking my call.
Yeah, good talking to you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, the feds are coming up empty, linking Kirk's shooter to left-wing groups, and the Bureau of Labor is putting off statistics. This is wild stuff. I'll tell you about both of these right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture Game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture Game possible.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces continuing their push into Gaza, which is displacing Palestinians and drawing international criticism. World leaders meeting in New York City for the UN General Assembly. The UK, along with France and Canada and Australia, are expected to formally recognize a Palestinian state. ABC's Martha Raddatz says the U.S. and Israeli governments are opposed to that designation.
Families of the Israeli hostages seized in the October 7th massacre nearly 2 years ago say Palestine should not be recognized as a state without ending the war and bringing home their loved ones.
The Trump administration expected to release its findings later today, suggesting a possible link between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts disputing the possible link, saying it stems from limited studies. In San Francisco, residents rattled earlier this morning to a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. So far, no reports of injuries or significant damage. This is ABC News.